Cafe. Anyway, hello, it's Mike Matthews here today.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Episode 2804-2804, and Mike Matthews welcoming you to
Mike's Daily Podcast,
a show where we cover interesting things that nobody else is covering at all. I am singing at the beginning of every podcast. My dad's name is Paul. He was a cool guy. He worked for Universal, the studios. And you know what? Phil Collins sang a song, Susu Studio. And I remember my dad liking the show.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Rod Serling's Night Gallery. And I recently watched a little
Mike's
documentary
Daily
about the artist
podcast
that made the artwork for Night Gallery. And it's amazing because he basically mimicked a bunch of different artists, a bunch of different styles, but did this very macabre feel because each painting was supposed to represent an episode. And, you know, like Rod Serling did Twilight Zone. That was a show he did just before this. This started in 69. I forget when Twilight Zone wrapped up, probably in the early 60s. But yeah, it was Rod Serling in an art gallery setting. He'd start every episode in this art gallery. It was really dark. And I remember watching that as a kid because my dad'd be watching it. And Thomas J. Wright was his name. That was the name of the artist that made all these pieces. I don't know if he's still alive. He might be. And oh my gosh, just the creativity he was able to put into these paintings. In fact, the show was canceled after 3 years. And they basically threw out all of his paintings. Although Sylvester Stallone, he himself got one of the paintings.
And here's today's podcast picture.
Had it hanging in his office at Universal. And that's all I have for that part of the show. I just remember watching that as a kid going, I don't know what's going on. I didn't know what the stories were about. All I knew was there was this guy, this old guy in a gallery. And it was really dark and odd. And so I guess I got to find somewhere online to watch it. Oh, in fact, there's a book about it, I think, called The Art of Darkness. Thomas J. Wright. The late, great Basil the Boxer. I don't think he ever watched any Twilight Zones with me. He'd be all freaked out like I usually was watching a Twilight Zone. But there he is barking at us. And he was awesome. Okay, here we go. What is this all? What's this all happening here, Mike, at Cafe Anyway? Ben and Jerry's Free Cone Day is back.
Addenda with Kevin.
Yes, Kevin told me about that. So go get your ice creams, y'all, because I don't know. There's a line out the door. I'm not going to wait. I don't, even for free ice cream. I don't put up with, everybody wants the thing for free. They all want something for nothing.
This show is clean.
That's why I didn't cuss just now. So, yeah, I don't know. But 1 million scoops will be doled out. Free Cone Day tradition began in 1979 as a way to give back to the community. Yes, all the way back in 79. And Night Gallery was canceled in 73. I remember Dad also would let me watch, around that time, Walt Disney had a show called Mickey Mouse, the Mickey Mouse Factory, not the Mickey Mouse Club, but the Mickey Mouse Factory. I think Mickey Mouse Club was in the morning and Mickey Mouse Factory was something in the evening with just a bunch of cartoons, and they put out an album.
Woo!
Disney was really big with that.
MTV News, you hear it first.
I'm Kurt Loder, and Disney just came out with a new album that we're not going to play here on MTV because that'd be crazy.
But then all of a sudden, Disney, how many pop stars has the Disney Channel put out? along with Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and then other star.
Mike is on it, man.
Go where no man has gone before.
We love it, Mike.
Justin Timberlake. So Biden has canceled $7 billion more in student loan debt. The Biden administration has forgiven $153 billion in debt for 4.3 million borrowers. So 43 million Americans still owe about $1.6 trillion in student loans. College tuition and fees have more than doubled over the past 20 years. They were up 4% last year. So
this is Mike's podcast picnic.
There you go. We're having a picnic. And I brought a book because I went to college. My dad would ask. I'm talking a lot about my dad on this podcast. My dad, Paul, we'd go and we'd walk and we'd sit down and talk. And he'd ask me a question and I wouldn't know what the answer was. And he'd be like, wait, what? You went to university and you don't even know the answer to a simple question like that? And I'd get so mad.
Got through that. I got into it.
So much so that he actually remembered. And about a month later, we got together again and he apologized. And I was like, well, I did put a lot of work into university. Being at school for 4 years, and it was too much, too quick. I had to get out of there in 4 years. It was a deal I made with my mom. I'd be out of there in 4 years, but it was so much work, and I was working. I also wanted to pursue my career in radio.
Man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
In being a luchador. No, it wasn't that. I wanted to be in the radio. And I played you some of what I did back when I was a youngin working at 187 on the segment Let's Go Back with Matthews, which you can look that up. There's actually a section in the cassette cubbyhole section at mikesdailypodcast.com where you can also see today's podcast picture.
Fabagoo, things to do.
Things to do.
One of the things to do for you is to check out the podcast picture, which is of Los Angeles, where my dad and I lived for a big chunk of my childhood. And that's a recent picture I took. So see that at mikesdailypodcast.com. Go to the cassette cubbyhole section. You can go back with me in time to when I was on the radio as a youngin. Live Nation stock is tumbling.
Anyway,
antitrust lawsuits happening. People are like, hey, anyway, cafe anyway, you're charging too much. That whole how much you marked it up during Taylor Swift. I listened to one guy today argue, well, people paid it. They put that big price on it and people paid it. Yeah. It's a free market society. Oh, this was his reasoning. He said they could have flown to Europe. This literally sounds like let them eat cake. They could have flown to Europe and seen her for 30% less because she's not as popular.
You know,
there.
I mean, people get stuck on stupid. You know what I mean?
Like, who's going to... I kind of see what he's saying in that, okay, if I pay that for the same amount of seeing her in San Jose at the Levi's Stadium, I could have flown to Europe and seen her and be in a different country, have a little vacation, and make it a destination vacation. Okay, that's an interesting suggestion. Here's the other suggestion. Let's take them to court, Live Nation. Because they are charging too much. They got a monopoly on this thing. That's the other thing. He said it was free market.
The Royal Trump Tweet Decree.
I don't know if he's actually weighed in on this. He'd probably say something. It's all a free market system. People were stupid enough to pay for that much. But at the same time, these concert... interfaces... They're like the only ones. There's very few, and that's the way it's been for a long time. It was Pearl Jam's guy, Eddie Vedder, who tried to do a boycott on them years ago. And I think, who was it? one of the, I don't think it was Live Nation, but whoever was the precursor, there was Niederlander.
Bands Mutations.
Was one of the bands. Pearl Jam is a band that hasn't really mutated. It's pretty much stayed the same over all these years. But so anyway, Cafe, anyway, what do you think about that? Comment in the comment section below. It's so trite when people say that. Well, I just thought I would share that fascinating information with you. Oh, here's the other thing, is at work, there are a couple people that never learn. They never write down stuff. I have to constantly tell them. They ask me the same question over and over again. Okay, twice. I will go twice with you. You know, the first time, okay, maybe you just forgot. You didn't write it down. Now you're going to remember. Third time you ask me
into the incredible universe.
Third time you're going to travel into the incredible universe of making Mike mad. You've asked me that a million times before. But how do you tell somebody who is an absent-minded idiot at work that they're an absent-minded idiot without coming off as, let's say, not as upfront as that? Comment in the comment section below. But seriously, that's what I really
like. Welsh on the world.
I need to have someone who's from Wales and who's Welsh that be there for me, because they'll be very persuasive. So there is all that controversy going on with the armorer from the movie Rust. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer sentenced Hannah Gutierrez Reed to 18 months in prison after a jury found her guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Oh, speaking of murdering people, that was a bad segue. But okay, O.J. Simpson died, and they did not want to give up his brain. People were like, well, we want to study his brain. Maybe the cassette cubbyhole will have the answers to all these questions we're asking today. But you can find Mike's cassette cubbyhole at mikesdailypodcast.com. But his family said, no, we're not going to give up his brain. Sorry. Or his lawyer that had been his longtime lawyer. He wasn't a Kardashian, but somebody was like, nope, you don't get his brain. Wanted to study it. Because, you know, it's a historic brain for everything that happened. I don't know if you grew up in the 90s, but basically a huge chunk of the 90s were completely
bent. You know, there's a real scary holiday coming up.
Oh, it's Mother's Day coming up. Don't forget that. Bring her some flowers. Tell her she's wonderful. Or tell someone who may not be your mom, but is someone else's mom, how great they are. It's just a suggestion. Do you like how I got away from that dark topic that I was on just previously? Okay. And anything else interesting here? The other... Oh. This was...
Jeronami.
This is from... This might make you say Jeronami, whatever that means. Hey, shout out to my friend Jarell, who is sometimes online doing interesting videos. Let's see. Oh, Claudine Gay, who caused all those problems with what she said in front of Congress. She resigned after numerous plagiarism allegations. She's slated to teach a graduate level reading and research course this upcoming semester. Let's see. She returned to her teaching and her reportedly nearly $900,000 annual salary after resigning the presidency after ongoing plagiarism accusations and criticism of her response to campus anti-Semitism. That from College Fix, and this from MRC TV. When asked if Biden is doing anything policy-wise to combat the recent uptick in gas prices, which you probably have noticed, 20 cents over the last month, according to AAA. Jean-Pierre gave her usual response, Karine Jean-Pierre, which is to say that prices are down from when Biden made them the highest prices ever. They've been going up over the last month, over 20 cents a gallon. She said, I don't have any new actions to read out. I will note gas prices remain well below their peak back in 2022. The average gas price is cheaper than this time last year. And then the reporter said, it's only 0.03 lower than a year ago. It's up 52% from when President Biden came into office. That from Town Hall. But I love how everybody always blames the president when it's really more about blaming your governor. We've got a governor here in California that there's all kinds of fees, and the governors of the past California governors, I should say, as well as this one, have been putting all these extra taxes on the gas and all these little fees and all these special regulations that cost money. And this blend and that blend and everything. And gas gets crazy expensive here in California. It's unbelievable. And when they had the, what was it, like a stimulus check that they sent out. That's what it was, just a flying saucer that flew by. They just need to repeal all these crazy fees that we put on our gas. And bring it down more to what the national level is, the national average. Just what I'm thinking. I don't know. Does that make sense? Does that sound smart? No? What? Okay. Look who's here. Hi, Mike. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing?
And to this kind of field player, tell you what.
What?
Gruesome Newsom, he got to go in and he got to just pass a law. And make our gas the cheapest. After all, don't we got a bunch of oil wells? Don't we got a bunch of... We're making all the gas anyway, so we should have it the cheapest, is what I'm thinking. Tell you what.
What?
Cheap gas.
Look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. I make the least root beer handsome right now.
Oh, that's mighty, mighty good. What's in it?
Gasoline.
What?
No, just kidding. Just root beer.
Oh, good. All right, next show, it's going to be Matt and Rutabaga Valentino and Bison Bentley. I want to thank you for listening to this show. And, you know, just what do you think? What are we doing here? What's going on? Is this just what or what? Watch a Night Gallery show. It's bizarre. It's eerie. It's eerie in a 70s way. It's just, it's like Twilight Zone, but then they got really bizarre. It's in the artwork.
Magnification.
Oh, Thomas J. Wright, he did some interesting stuff. And I think my mom probably watched this show too. I remember, because they weren't divorced yet. And I remember we're just watching it like a little family. Probably one of the only memories of us being a family. And that's probably what inspired my mom's interesting artwork. That she had, very abstract and odd and comical, but whimsical, I guess would be the word. She did some great art. I made sure to get all her art. She had something like 23 paintings, and I have them all. I got my own little mom gallery. So, and Mom's Day is coming up. So just a reminder about that, and a reminder to tell everybody about this podcast and to give me a call at this number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with more ways to interact with Mike Matthews.
I was going
to
make espresso.
More ways to do that. Here is Ariel to tell us more.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now. Mike's Daily Podcast @gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.